at the Garnish Printing Press in Juba, separate webs of newspaper sheets come together and are cut, folded and cut again. At the far end of the printing shop, full-color copies roll off the press, ready to be distributed in Juba and across the country. On several occasions, newspaper owners have complained that government agencies who are stationed at printing offices in Juba removed articles they deem critical or unflattering of government policy and actions. Anna Numeriano, editor-in-chief of the Juba Monitor English Daily, says between January and March of this year, security personnel removed dozens of articles from her newspaper.
They remove the stories and the space remain blank like that. So they say why we are not to listen to them. So on 17th of March, they suspend the newspaper. So Juba Monitor did not come out on 17th because of why the story is removed and the space is left blank. That was the reason. So at the end, they summoned me. And it continues that week, that very week, it continues like 3 times. They're removing the story.
Namriano says government agents force newspaper owners to fill up the spaces where stories have been removed to help the government cover up their censorship. Irene Aya of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan says press censorship in the country goes beyond just removal of stories.
Last month, we registered about 4 articles removed from newspaper. That is just in 1 month. So in other months also, there were articles removed. So this actually indicates that there is still censorship, especially in the newspaper. And then we still also have some few harassment of journalists. In the month of February, there were some journalists that were arrested in parliament and they were detained.
Namriano says when her paper covered the arrest of journalists at parliament, the article was removed at the printing press by the security personnel. On this World Press Freedom Day, Namriano says the press in South Sudan is still not free.
We don't have freedom of expression in the country because I don't know if it is in other countries that security are removing the story at the printing company. The solution is let us do our work as media houses. And if there's anything we can see, we have the code of contact, we have media law to guide us. And it is real, not total. Sometimes the stories we remove is real very bad.
Information Minister Michael McQuay insists there is press freedom in South Sudan.
South Sudan is the only place where journalists are free, where they enjoy absolute freedom according to the law. I say according to the law because there is nothing absolute in this world. There is freedom of law, freedom of expression, freedom of press, freedom of journalism according to the law, so that they are controlled, so that they don't go astray.
In 2021, Reporters Without Borders ranked South Sudan 139 out of 180 in its World Press Freedom Index. Patrick Oyet, chairman for the Union of Journalists in South Sudan, says government's institutions need to be sensitized on the importance of a free press in a country.
Freedom of the press helps to promote other basic human rights. You know, like if I am free to talk, then tomorrow, if you are arrested, I am able to say, yes, my brother has been arrested because of ABCD and we need him out, or we need a court process or something like that. If I see my neighbor has been shot dead, I am able to talk. I am able to inform people about what has happened and justice therefore will come.
Oyet says freedom of the press is fundamental for the promotion of other basic human rights stipulated in the Constitution. Without a free press, he says, fundamental human rights will be ignored and the future of that country is doomed. Since 2011, 6 journalists have been killed in South Sudan. South Sudan is ranked 128 out of 180 in the 2022 Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index, with the worst countries at the bottom of the list. It was ranked 139 in the 2021 Press Freedom Index. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.